The Wire's Tia Bailey spoke with CEO of Parents for Climate Change, Nick Seton.
The impact has been so devastating. I mean, biodiversity is still recovering. And look, the reality is that with the government's, you know, national climate risk assessment, we have a pretty frank assessment of what is coming down the chute on bushfire risk and the risk to health, well-being, lives and the economy. And that's something that the risk assessment that's been released this week has given a pretty clear assessment of the severity. And as a parent and for people who have kids, it can be quite confronting, because the impacts to the people who are mentioned as numbers in that report are going to be felt by real people, including potentially our own children. And they're going to be living with that increasing and escalating risk from bushfires and extreme heat events for the rest of their lives. It's something that I personally have grappled with, because when we were going through the Black Summer bushfires, my three-year-old at the time, he really struggled. He really struggled to breathe. He couldn't go outside. He couldn't play in the playground. And we couldn't really keep him safe. We didn't have a way of keeping the smoke out of our house or his childcare center. And we ended up rushing to hospital multiple times to deal with acute bronchiolitis, which was affecting his tiny and developing lungs. And that was something that we were experiencing in the suburbs, not near the flames. We didn't see fire. We just saw smoke. But we saw it through his eyes, and it was very confronting, and it was very, very scary to feel powerless in trying to keep your family safe.
Thank you so much for that, you know, confronting personal account. I think it takes a lot of bravery. With the major, you know, climate crisis that you mentioned as a risk factor, do you think Australians can now be seen as too complacent regarding bushfire protocol and preparedness?
I think it's fair to say Australia's not ready. But I think one of the realities is, with each extreme weather event and unnatural weather disaster that's hurting people, we're starting to realise that we don't have the preparedness and we don't have the responsiveness that it takes to really keep people safe and look after people for the long journey afterwards.
In terms of other forms of preparedness, how can we share responsibility with our firefighting volunteers, as well as volunteer-built organisations such as Parents for Climate, in order to combat volunteer fatigue as well as build community strength?
Volunteering in response to this is so rewarding and so important, because we know through experiences like the Lismore floods and things like that, that it's actually local people that have the greatest impact in the first moments of these events and these disasters, and they can actually save lives. So yeah, if you can, there's volunteering opportunities in the local SES, in you know, the Rural Fire Service, and in local advocacy organisations like Parents for Climate, who are helping to really make sure the community's voice is being listened to on these important issues of adaptation and mitigation of pollution as well.
With summer just being around the corner, would you say that would be your main message to our community, or what other call to action would you want to broadcast when it comes to bushfire preparedness, particularly those who live rurally?
We're going to have to adjust. And I think it's a mindset shift that Australia, you know, very understandably, people don't want to make. Why would we want to have to deal with this, you know, difficult consequence of pollution and global heating, when, you know, most people are, you know, living their lives as best they can, trying not to do any harm to the climate. But here we are, and this is just a reality we need to accept. And I think what's important is that Australians think not just about their own responsibility individually, keeping their property well maintained, making sure they're not accumulating excess fuel or fire risk. Ultimately, the big call to action I would put out there is that everybody has a preparation conversation, like what kind of things might be possible where they live, how do they connect with their community and emergency services, and how can they make sure that, you know, in the event that something, you know, really unfortunate does happen in their community, that they can be part of the solution and that they can be responding in a way that's keeping themselves safe and also making their community safer.
CEO of Parents for Climate Change, Nick Seton, speaking with The Wire's Tia Bailey.